Welcome to Wealth Consciousness, where we take the inner intuitive journey to living your heart's desire. I'm your host, Susan Hanstead, therapist by training, entrepreneur by nature. In each episode, we will start the dialogue necessary to understand that to scale your business, you must scale your heart, mind, and soul. We will up-level the goal setting, dig deep, strengthen your discipline conversation to a how-to, clear path to deconstructing your habits and training your mind to release the limiting beliefs and live in limitless possibility. Your extraordinary life is right around the corner. It's really quite easy once you learn to trust yourself. Join me now in your next breath. Hello, and welcome to this episode of Wealth Consciousness. I'm super excited to be with you here today because, as always, my hope is to get you out of your scroll and have the ability to just have the attention of your ear. So I want to remind us of why we talk about wealth consciousness. So if you're new to this podcast, I would love for you to understand that for those of us who always are seeking expansion, success, impact, we have to first understand that our wealth is actually in every aspect of our beingness. In other words, our wealth is in our relationships, not only for the resources there, but for the connection. Our wealth is in our health, in our ability to thrive and be present to our journey and our impact, and not be in a place of suffering. And then also our spiritual connection, to have an understanding of where we are, where's our place in this world, and what is our connection to what's bigger than ourselves? Where do we seek direction, clarity, a compass? And then also in our impact, our finances, our ability to do the work that we came here to do and impact the world in the ways that we can with our gifts and talents. So that's just a quick reminder of why we focus on the idea of wealth consciousness, because it is actually all of those aspects that create our success. So as always, we start with a little breath work to drop into the present moment. So if you'd like, you can find a point of gaze, or if you're able, go ahead and close your eyes. Just as a reminder that by closing our eyes, we change our state of being. We actually change our level of being present as we're able to sort of close our eyes and shift gears. So as you close your eyes or find your gaze, I'd like to invite you to take in a nice deep breath in through your nose and then out through your mouth. We're going to do that 3 times. And perhaps if you've listened to these podcasts in the past, you now are already ready to breathe when you hear the sound of my voice. So taking in a nice deep breath, allowing yourself to receive the nurturing of taking a moment for yourself by closing your eyes, by taking a breath, by being still. So on the inhale, I'd like you to think about receiving the nurturing of taking a moment for yourself. And then on the exhale, I'd like you to think about letting go, releasing sort of the dust of the day. In other words, all the thoughts that run through our head, the to-do list, the rumination. So allow yourself to use that exhale as a release, to allow you to release the stress of your day, to allow yourself to pay attention to your body, to what your body needs. Does it need rest? Does it need food? Does it need some exercise, getting up and moving around? So in this moment, just take a breath. Allow yourself to check in with yourself. And then on the exhale, allow yourself to release any weight that you're carrying. And then after you've done this a few times in just your own rhythm, allow yourself to open your eyes and be present to this moment. So today I want to talk to you about the idea that we're always trying to move the needle. So I want to talk about this idea that how can we find a way to move the needle today that attracts new clients, new investors, new revenue sources, allows us to build our business? How can we move that needle in a sustainable way? In other words, a way where inspiration doesn't come from just some heightened experience, but it also creates sort of a muscle for allowing ourselves to be inspired, energized, renewed. And so I want to say today that it's not the dopamine chase that's going to move the needle. In other words, the scrolling through social media, even when it's really positive social media, even when you're thinking, oh, I love this quote, or I love this post, it's made me feel alive or insightful. Even so, we continue to keep scrolling. And so whether it's scrolling for the dopamine chase, or eating, or drinking, or buying, or getting, it's never enough. And so why I'm going to ask you to pay attention to this idea of where you get your dopamine fix. Why? Because we're never satisfied when it doesn't come from a sustainable place. So there's nothing wrong with enhancing your dopamine, your oxytocin, your serotonin, all those lovely neurochemicals that create thriving in the mind and the body and the spirit. But today I'm going to ask you to do something a little bit differently. I'm going to encourage you to get your fix from building something more sustainable. And that's your awareness, your ability to be present, your connection with your inner circle, with your coworkers, with your friends, with your loved ones. So here's my suggestion today in this idea of moving the needle, or looking to move the needle on a regular basis. Here's my suggestion. Put down the phone, not because it's part of a challenge and you're managing your screen time now. Challenges that produce sprints are great. That's fantastic. But I'm talking about the long game here. I'm talking about suggesting ways that you could get your dopamine fix, that you could move the needle for yourself, but in a way that has lasting, sustainable change. So here's my suggestion today, and I'd love for you to think about it. Instead of scrolling through social media to see, you know, what's new, what's exciting, what's great, who else is being super successful right now, or they're in an amazing place, or they've closed an amazing deal, I'd like for you to instead think about how to find that dopamine fix that we're all looking for. All of us are looking to move that needle, and especially entrepreneurs who are constantly craving energy and new inspiration. It's just in our DNA to want to move that needle every day. But here's what I'm going to suggest that's really, really different. I'm going to suggest that I could offer to you some habits that you could practice that will still get you your dopamine fix, but you won't be chasing dopamine because this is a place to actually get satisfaction. So I'm going to name a few for you. I'm going to ask you to think about if you could actually put one or two or three of them in place today in your life and see what the return on your investment is. See if it's a different return on the investment than the investment you've made scrolling through social media or through the latest trends in clothing or through restaurants or whatever it is that we all want to get. So here's my suggestion. Are you ready? My suggestion is to practice giving your full attention to your partner, friend, or coworker in a conversation. Full attention. That means no phone, no other activity going on. Just your full attention. Or I'd also like to offer, could you practice listening from a completely neutral place? We often in conversations rush into solutions, opinions, but at that moment, we stopped listening. So could you practice listening from a completely neutral place? In other words, you don't have anything to say. You're not waiting to take your turn. You don't know exactly how to fix whatever's going on in this other person's life, but that you're just listening, just for the power of connection in listening. And then another one that I might ask you to try to practice is to make eye contact. You don't have to do it all day if you don't want to, but give it a try. Doing it all day actually starts to be sort of fun. But what I mean is holding a gaze, looking someone directly in the eyes when they're speaking with you or when you're speaking with them. Try it. It's actually sort of fascinating to see the response. So again, these practices that I'm offering to you, you may wonder, how is this going to help me in my business? But my response is, how could it not? So I have a couple more for you. So if you're ready, here we go. Indulging in silence. I'd like to suggest that you practice indulging in silence. And if you can start your day with silence and end your day with silence, you will see dramatic transformation on the amount of time that you ruminate, worry, that you feed your anxiety, that you feed depression, that you feed overwhelm. So again, these are just practices. You could just try them on, see if any of them work for you. Another practice that I might offer is to be super honest about what it is you really want. Now, oftentimes we try to cooperate with others, collaborate, try not to take up too much space, seem bossy or too directive as business owners or just as people in the world. But the ironic thing there is we are always pushing for what we want in one way or another. But what I'm asking you to practice is being really honest about it. And so one way that I might support you in being really honest about getting what you really want, is to use I statements. I want, I need, I want you to, I don't want you to. Those are great I statements to remind you. But I'd like you to practice this idea of just being really super honest about what you really want. Try it. Try it in your relationships and see what you get from that. So again, you may be wondering, how will this help me scale my business? How will these practices get the things done that are on my long list of open items? How is this going to help me scale my business? And again, my response to you is, how could it not? See, our awareness is our greatest tool. So being present to your own clarity and direction is the way to get the most done. Because focus creates efficiency. Connection creates better communication. And being calm or neutral in your body is exactly what your mind, body, and spirit need for the next creative inspiration. So I want to offer today that this idea of being aware of the fact that we're all chasing dopamine, but that you get to choose where you get your dopamine from, and you also get to choose, are you in it for just the short term, the quick fix? Are you in it for the long game, really moving the needle and really getting to your end game. So I want to offer this. The dopamine chase, that quick fix, is for people who don't know who they are. And if we look at people throughout history or in our current day who have been very successful in whatever way that you define success, they know who they are. Now, you might not always like who they are, but the one thing they all have in common is they know who they are. And so today, in your effort to move the needle, you, my friend, have got this. You know who you are. Now go make your dreams come true and let me know how it goes. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I'm so grateful to have you here with me. If you love today's content and you want to share your inspiration, feel free to rate us and review us. Take a screenshot of that review and send it to info@instituteofpossibilitythinking.com, and we'll send you a masterclass, Releasing the Habit of Rumination, as our gift. Looking forward to being with you on our next episode. And until then, you have everything you need within you.